Hiya, babe. Say, how about... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in Radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. I'm in show business. A very fascinating business to be in, because you meet so many interesting people who are also out of work. You know, I'm always finding myself out of work in the darndest places. Africa, India, Tasmania, Pasadena. But I always seem to find an old friend not far away. For instance, I was in a circus hanging by my teeth from a rope and making like a butterfly. It was no job for anybody with much bridge work, but I didn't mind it. Until the treasurer of the circus ran away with the butterfly next to me and left us all stranded. I hitchhiked to the next town and was about to look up a girlfriend who'd married a guy there when a cop stopped me. Ordinarily, I love cops. They work hard. They don't get paid much. Everybody sort of shies away from them. And in spite of this, they're pretty nice guys. But this was a tough cop.
Just a minute there, sister.
Huh? Oh. Hello, officer.
What's your name, cutie face?
Well, I'll be glad to tell you so you won't call me cutie face again. I'm Maisie Revere. What's your name?
Say, I don't believe I know you, do I, cutie face?
No, and you're not going to get a chance to either.
Well, now you're sort of fresh, ain't you?
Fresh enough to keep the flies off me. Go on, shoe fly before I squirt a little DDT on you.
Oh, you got a lot of funny answers, Want to make a little trouble,
Well, what's eating you, Bigfoot? Most cops on a beat are nice guys. Did you just get demoted from the vice squad for robbing a bank or something?
Now you keep your little trap shut, cutie face, or I will run you in.
Well, sounds like I struck a nerve. And sure enough, I can see where your sergeant's stripes used to be. The material didn't fade there.
All right, I've had enough. I am gonna run you in.
What for?
A vagrancy.
Too bad, but I'm not broke.
Well, let's see just how much money you have.
You
got.
Get away from me.
Come on.
Ouch!
Come on,
man. Let go of me or I'll...
All right, go ahead. Let's see what'll you do.
I'll flip you into the gutter where you belong, just like this.
Hey, look out! Why, you little cat. Now, you put your hands up. Go on, put them up.
Hey, be careful with that gun.
All right, now I am going to run you in. You keep your hands up and walk over toward that call box. Come on.
Now, listen, be reasonable.
Never mind, come on.
You started this, and you'd better stop it right now before you become the unhappiest man in the world.
Yeah, you just keep walking toward that call box. I am arresting you for assaulting an officer.
But all I did was not get down.
Yeah, well, you did.
Oh.
That's enough. Hello? This is Jack Black at the corner of 8th and Harrison. Send the squad car. I'm arresting a girl for assaulting an officer. Me, that's who. Now, no funny cracks, wise guy. You just send that car.
Gee, you got friends everywhere, haven't you?
You're going to be sorry, cutie face.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Jack. If you make that charge stick, I'll personally buy you a beautiful leather holster for your rubber hose.
I tell you, Sergeant, she knocked me down and I want her arrested.
Oh, keep your buttons on, Jack. Why make trouble?
Anyhow, Sergeant, I never laid a hand on him. All I did was kick his big feet out from under him.
What's the trouble here?
Hello, Gimme. Hey, I'm glad you're here.
Hello, Jack. You keeping your shoes laced up now?
Yeah, but hey, look, I got a problem, Gimme. I drugged this girl in for being fresh and knocking me down, and the sergeant here, he won't book her.
He got fresh with me, grabbed hold of me, tried to get my money, and tripped and fell into the gutter. Yeah. Now he wants to blame me for it.
Well, who is this little blonde rabbit?
Name's Maisie Revere. Maisie, this is Gimme Harris. He owns this town.
Oh. How much of it did you have to sell to buy that ring you're wearing?
Never mind.
Now, you remember, Gimme, I've always been a friend of yours, especially at election time, and there's an election coming up pretty soon.
Don't give me no threats, or I'll have you patrolling the sewers.
I can't think of a nicer rat for the job.
What do I do about Maisie Revere, Gimme?
You don't live in this town, do you, Buttercup?
No, but I'm willing to.
2 days in jail, Sergeant.
2 days in jail? Are you out of your mind? I didn't do anything. Why don't you arrest this jerk here who started it?
Now, who are you calling a jerk?
You. Arrest him, not me.
This jerk votes here, and you don't.
Hey, listen, I don't like this being called a jerk.
You heard me. That's what you are.
Listen, I got friends here, and they vote. My girlfriend married a real nice guy here. Her name's Alice Patton now.
Oh, Patton, huh?
Oh, no.
Sergeant, change that to 3 days in jail.
3 days in jail.
Oh, well, he seemed like a nice guy at the time. Oh, come on, Gimme. Let me get out of here. Besides, I'm entitled to be sentenced by a judge.
You want to be sentenced by one of my judges?
Well, sure.
You don't know those guys. Why, sometimes when I forget to tell them what to do, they get enthusiastic and double the sentence they ought to give.
Well, you can't do this to me. I'm a citizen, I'm an American, and I'm a human being.
Listen, Cookie Pie, I run this town, and I run it ragged. What I say goes. Take her away, Sergeant.
Okay, Gimme.
Now, you
come
let,
on, Mindy.
You let
come
go
on.
Of me. Help! You wait, Gimme, I'll fix you.
I've heard that before.
You'll see. I'll stick around for your next election. When I get through, your ballot boxes will be so stuffed, you'll have to feed them by carbonate of soda. Honey, it's never good to
surprise.
See you.
Come
you're looking
in.
Wonderful.
How long can you stay?
Can you put a poor tired girl up for a couple of days?
Dear, oh,
thanks. Gee, Alice. I haven't seen you since the night you tripped over the footlights and ended up inside the bass drum.
Oh, I'll never forget that night. The drummer kept right on playing.
Yeah, and were you black and blue?
Oh, gee, you're wearing your hair a new color.
What is it? Natural.
Oh, no.
Well, now, yeah, I thought I'd try it.
What have you been doing, Maisie?
Well, I've been doing 3 days. I just got out of the city jail.
Maisie! What for?
I don't know, but I was going to get 2 days until I mentioned your name. Then I got 3 days.
Oh! Oh, that's awful. What did you get arrested for?
Nothing. I got picked up by a fresh cop with nothing under his hat but a couple of cigars. He took me to the station, and I got sentenced by a man named Gimme Harris.
Oh, Gimme Harris. I might have known it.
Well, do you know him?
He's a political boss here in town, and Paul hates him worse than anybody. You see, Paul is running for mayor in the special election against Gimme Harris's candidate, Fred Atwater.
Oh, you mean you might be a mayoress or a mayoratrix or something?
Yes, only Paul hasn't got a chance of winning.
Well, Jesus, what's he running for then?
Well, somebody has to run against Gimme Harris's candidate, so our reform group always puts up the person they think will be hurt least by not winning.
Oh, sounds sort of like a booby prize.
It is, my dear. Nobody ever wins.
Gee, you look swell, Alice, but you sure have changed.
I've changed? What do you mean by that?
Well, I can't imagine the Alice I knew telling a friend that her husband was going to get his ears knocked down in a political fight.
Oh, I know it sounds kind of bad, but Maisie, this isn't show business. You see, I belong to the country club set now.
Well, you've been setting too long. You got to get up and fight. Gimme Harris isn't so bright that a couple of smart girls couldn't beat his machine.
Do you really think so, Maisie?
Certainly. No. I'm good and mad right now. I didn't like being tossed into the city's little brown jug, and I'm going to make Gimme Harris pay for that.
Oh, swell. But how are you going to do it?
Well, Alice, the first thing is for us to be determined. The minor details can come later.
Yeah.
We'll teach Gimme Harris never to underestimate the power of women, especially blondes.
I want you to meet my husband. Paul, this is Maisie.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Maisie. Well, Alice, she's all you said she was, and a little more.
Well, it's very nice of you to let a little jailbird stay with you.
Oh, I heard about that, Maisie. And let me apologize on behalf of the city. It wouldn't happen if I ever became mayor.
Well, what do you mean, if? You are going to be the mayor.
No, I'm just running to fill up the opposition side of the ballot. What chance have I got? Gimme Harris has a well-oiled machine.
Well, it may be well-oiled now, but wait till you hear what happens when Alice and I drop a few monkey wrenches into it. We're going to ruin Mr. Harris and elect you.
Oh, now, wait a minute, girls.
Paul, don't you want to be Fred Atwater and Gimme Harris? Don't you want to be the town's new mayor?
Well, yes, of course, but... Oh, but Alice, I don't want you to get mixed up in politics. It's a dirty business.
We got some ideas for making it even dirtier.
You see, Paul, darling, we just want to help. After all, nobody ever does anything for our party. We don't make any speeches or have rallies or anything.
Well, Alice, we believe in appealing to the intelligence of the voter.
Oh. Well, I suppose that does swing all the chess players over to your side.
Paul, aren't you going to put up some kind of a fight?
Well, certainly, Alice, but I don't want to stoop to any of the low, sneaking tricks that Gimme Harris uses.
Well, you don't have to, Paul. We have somebody in mind on your side who'll do the stooping for you.
I positively forbid you to do any such thing. If you and Maisie want to help, say by giving a few teas for the precinct workers, that would be fine.
But why give them a tea? They're going to vote for you anyhow, aren't they?
Well, of course. I know what you girls have in mind, but you forget that this is the Reform Party. I don't want to seem prissy about this, but we stand for honesty, truth, fair play, and a good representative city government.
Oh, yes, that's what you stand for, Paul, but you haven't got anybody in the city government. So what good does it do?
Well, none right now, but someday it will. And once we start throwing mud, we're just as bad as Gimme Harris's crowd. Oh, excuse me. I'll take it in the next room.
Oh. Well, Maisie, I guess that's that.
Alice, you weren't giving up, are you?
Well, you heard what he said. He forbid me.
Oh, Alice, you know how men are. They're nice to have around, but they do and say a lot of stupid things. Surely you're not going to pay any attention to him.
But Maisie, he's my husband.
Well, all the more reason why you got to get in and fight for him. The poor ignorant guy doesn't realize that the best way to beat a dirty fighter is to get in the first kick in the stomach.
Oh.
That's what we're going to do.
Well, we won't do anything too bad, will we?
Well, no. We'll try to stop short of manslaughter.
I'm sort of afraid.
Oh, don't worry, Alice. We'll keep the fair name of the Reform Party bright and shining, even if we have to use every crooked trick in the book to do it.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment. To Maisie. You know, Maisie, you're visiting our city at a very good time. A lot of things have happened during the week you've been here.
Oh? Something interesting in the paper this morning?
What is it, dear?
Well, poor old Fred Atwater was having a monster rally at the auditorium last night.
Did he have a nice turnout of monsters?
Well, it seems that after it started, somebody took the tubes out of the amplifying system, and nobody could hear anything he said after the first 3 minutes.
An accident, no doubt.
Oh, Alice, nobody would take those tubes out by accident. They get pretty hot.
I'll say they do.
And did you hear what happened when they had the big square dance and rally at the warehouse the night before last?
Oh, no, I can't imagine.
The sprinkler system went on and everybody there got soaked.
Accidents will happen.
Yes, especially if you help them along a little.
That was the night you girls went out to address some little club somewhere. Remember, Alice, you borrowed my raincoat for Maisie?
Oh, yes. Yes. Came in handy, too.
Oh, poor old Fred Atwater is having a bad run of luck.
Why, Paul... Surely you aren't laughing at poor old Fred's bad luck, are you?
Well, I...
Now, is that the sporting thing to do? I thought the motto of the Reform Party was truth, honesty, and fair play for all.
Oh, I guess I really shouldn't laugh. But speaking of the motto, have you seen the new cards that are up on the telephone poles and fences all over town?
No, dear, I haven't. Did they get a nice bright red?
Yes, they are red, as a matter of fact. And our party seems to have a new motto. The cards just say, vote for Paul Patton and throw the bums out.
Has a nice punch to it, hasn't it?
But it doesn't sound like the Reform Party at all.
Well, it sounds like it might get a few votes for a change. The old slogan said, you will be making a wise decision if you vote for Paul Patton, the Reform Party candidate for mayor.
Well, it has a lot of dignity.
So have the instructions in the back of a ketchup bottle.
Oh, well, I'll have to find out who's responsible for the change.
Oh, I wouldn't bother, dear. No, everything seems to be going along nicely.
Yeah.
Well, what are you girls doing today?
Oh, we're going to be busy as little bees.
I heard from Mary that she's fixing lunch for 50 ladies here today.
Yes, dear, yes. We're starting a whispering campaign. Don't you think that's a good idea? And we got the biggest gossips from each precinct to come here for lunch.
A whispering campaign?
Well, we thought it would be nice for everybody to go around whispering, vote for Paul Patton for mayor. You know, it's more interesting when somebody whispers.
Oh, well, in that case, I guess it's all right.
And I'm going to give a little educational talk in McHenry Square to the secretaries who are out getting a little sun during their lunch hour.
Oh, that's nice, Maisie. I hope you'll appeal to their intelligence.
No, I'm going to appeal to the woman in them. That's something I can be sure of. So all I say, girls, is vote for a nice, good-looking guy that you could fall in love with instead of a fumbling old dodo who looks like the boss. In other words, vote for Paul Patton for mayor and throw the bombs out. Thank you. Okay, boys, put on the march music and we'll collect another crowd. Well, so far so good.
Hey! Hey, cutie face!
Oh, it's you again, officer. What are you doing here? Will you arrest somebody who accidentally steps on the grass?
Jimmy Harris wants to talk to you, but he said not to force you.
Well, the lad's learning manners. Okay, lead the way.
Sit down, Maisie. Have a cigar.
Thanks. I'll take one to give to Paul Patton. He might be interested in the quality of the rope you pass out.
Yeah. Help yourself.
You got so many cigars in your vest, you look like a pipe organ. Now then, let's not beat around the bush. Come on. Bribe me a little.
Don't worry, I will. Now look, Maisie, I'm an important man around this town.
Yeah, I've heard a great deal about you.
Maybe so, but you can't prove it. And I intend to keep this town nice and quiet like it's always been. You've been stirring it up.
It needed it, too. And now we're going to throw you and your boys out and have a little decent city government.
Maybe we'd better talk cash. $5,000? It'd make real nice stuffing for your safe deposit box.
I didn't come here for money, Gimme. I came here to ask you if you ever thought about quitting before they toss you out in your hip pocket. Why don't you? Go fishing. Take it easy. Get yourself a nice, healthy tan instead of that poker parlor pallor. Live a little yourself and quit lousing up everybody else's life. How about it?
Yeah. Don't be silly. This is the best campaign I've had in years. I'm going to put the pressure on you now. I know a few dirty tricks I've been itching to use.
I'll bet you do, and so do I. I'm going to get even for those 3 days in jail for nothing.
Oh, now, I'm sort of sorry about that, Buttercup.
Yeah, and I didn't like it either. Now, there's one thing I want to ask you to do. As a gentleman, I hope you won't mention anything about Alice Patton having been a striptease girl once. It wouldn't be cricket, would it?
No, it wouldn't be cricket.
Amazing.
We're right here in the living room, Paul.
Which one of you was making a speech in the Harrison Hills section of town last night?
I was.
How did you come out?
Limping, but wasting no time. Some of Gimme Harris's men were throwing tomatoes with rocks inside of them.
If I'm not mistaken, Maisie, you promised those people that we would widen the streets.
Yeah, that's right. We can always change our minds after we get elected.
Well, we're not going to get any votes from there. The Harrison Hills section doesn't want its streets widened because it'll ruin the front lawns.
Uh-oh. I guess I said the wrong thing.
Oh, Maisie.
It was the Evergreen section of town that wanted the streets wider. Oh. What did you tell them?
Well, I positively promised them the streets would not be widened. Ain't I the dumb one?
It's not so funny. That can cost us the election.
Well, don't worry about the Evergreen section and the Harrison Hill section. Alice and I'll give them our shock treatment.
Well, what's that?
We've got some new posters printed, and we'll put them up all over the neighborhood. Look.
Alice, for heaven's sakes, those are Atwater's posters.
We don't think so.
Yes, but they say, Gimme Harris says vote for Fred Atwater or else.
Well, would that make you vote for him?
No, but that...
Now, you get the idea. There's nothing an American hates more than having somebody tell him what he's got to do. What's the matter?
Oh, Maisie, he found out.
Found out what?
He found out all the awful things we've been doing. And he hates me. He hates me.
Oh, now, there, take it easy. Tomorrow's election day, and he makes his big speech tonight, and he's nervous. Did he say he hated you?
No. But the way he looked at me.
Oh, I think he's just surprised to find out that the voters weren't doing all this stuff in their own hook. Did he bawl you out?
Oh, no, no. He's too gentlemanly.
Well, he's got to break himself of that. Where is he?
He's in the next room looking over his speech. What do you think of it?
Pretty mild stuff for the wind-up of our campaign. You ought to give him a real scorcher that would peel the paint off the wall.
He just won't get mad.
I had some plans to sort of heat him up, but I guess they aren't going to work. Let's see what he's doing.
Who is it?
It's us, the Cherry Sisters.
Oh, come on in.
I hear you're mad at us, Paul.
Oh, I'm not mad, Maisie. I'm shocked. I can't understand why you did all those things.
We did it to get you elected, you big dope.
Alice.
If you just remember, this is a political campaign and not a high school debating contest. You might win it, too.
Alice, you can't blame me for being surprised to hear that every place in town Fred Atwater made a speech, two women were passing out slingshots and a bunch of grapes to each kid there.
Well, all I can say is it sure worked.
I understand Atwater is so stained, he's practically invisible lying on a blue rug.
And then what's this write-in campaign I've suddenly heard about?
We were just trying to split their vote.
I made speeches all over and said if they didn't want to vote for you, to write in anybody's name at all. Just as long as they didn't vote for Atwater.
And that whispering campaign. I heard that Atwater is charging his mother rent for living with him. And that dogs instinctively distrust him. And that he's an escape murderer and his name isn't really Atwater.
Well, you hear those things.
Come in.
Paul. Paul, the newspaper just phoned and read me part of the speech Atwater's making tonight.
Well, what about it, Jim?
You'll pardon me for saying this, Mrs. Patton, but Atwater is saying that you used to be a striptease dancer in New York.
What?
That's not true.
Now, where did he get that information? Well, are you going to take that too, Paul?
No. No, I'm not. That did it. I'm going to that rally tonight, and I'm going to name names. I'm going to call a spade, and a rat a rat.
Good.
There's going to be fireworks.
Oh,
that's God. All I wanted to hear. Oh, I'm tired, and I can't vote here anyway, so I'm going to sleep for a few days. You can call me any time after next Tuesday. Wake up. Wake up, Maisie.
Is she awake?
Her eyes are open and she's looking at me, but I don't think she's awake.
Oh, I think so. I wouldn't bet on it, but I'm pretty sure. Well, is it all over?
Yes, Maisie, it's all over. And thanks to you and Alice, I'm the new mayor in this town.
Oh, congratulations. Has Atwater conceded yet?
Long ago. Here's the telegram he sent me.
Oh, let's see. Hearty congratulations on your splendid victory and am claiming fraud in 26 precincts. Aha! Isn't that sweet of him?
And the write-in vote was tremendous. Guess who almost got elected instead of Paul?
I give up.
Maisie Revere.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Once again, here's Maisie.
Well, that sure was some campaign. And I guess it proves that if you stir the people up a little, they'll pick the right man. Paul made a speech when he took office as mayor. I don't remember the exact words, but the idea was, I'd rather be a something in a something than a something else in someplace else. Oh, it was a wonderful speech. Sort of a message about what a great country this is. Well, Gimme Harris retired and took up fishing, and they tell me he's a happy man. And now that the Reform Party's in, Atwater has something called the New Reform Party. Oh, well. As for me, I'm off to find myself another job. Come on, Steve. Let's get going.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Loreen Tuttle, Sidney Miller, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, and Peter Leeds. John Heaston speaking.